For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Welcome into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Boy, just a tough night overall for both of Mount Holmes teams as they open up 5A East Conference play by getting swept. The Bomber boys fall to Jonesboro tonight by a final score of 50-31. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey and Sons player of the game, and that's going to be Wyatt Gilbert. He ended up with 14 points on the night for Mount Holmes. He was one of two players in double figures for the Bombers. The other one was Satch Harris with 10 points, 6 on the night for Matt Jones, and 1 for Dawson Tabor. Jonesboro's leading scorer was Jesse Washington with 23 points, 21 of those coming in the first half. He went a little quiet in the second half, and the two teams played fairly even in the second half, but Jonesboro built too big a lead mainly on Jesse in the first half, mainly on Jesse Washington's three-point shooting. He had 15 points from behind the arc in this contest, and was also a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Keelan McBride ended up with 13 points on the night, and 9 of those coming from behind the 3-point line as well. 7 on the night for Shamar Anderson, 3 for Kevon Pointer, and 2 each for Marion Wilson and Jake Harrell. Definitely one of the biggest differences in this game was the ball handling. Mount Holmes ended up with 15 turnovers on the night. Jonesboro ended up with 7 this evening. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Once Jonesboro took the lead, they did not relinquish it. And so with that loss, Mount Holmes is going to fall to 9-5 on the season. They're going to start off 5A East Conference play with a mark of 0-1. Jonesboro is going to improve to 8-5 on the year and 1-0 in league action. So again, Mount Sonoma falls to Jonesboro tonight by a score of 50-31. Lady Bombers also fall to the Lady Hurricane by a count of 39-30. Just a tough overall night for the Bomber teams. Hopefully they can bounce back this coming Tuesday night. It'll be another road trip, the second of two straight for the Mount Sonoma teams, as they'll be going to the city of Paragould to take on Greene County Tech. We'll have those broadcasts for you starting around 6 o'clock Tuesday night here, right here. So be sure you tune in, and we hope you will be able to join us for that broadcast, especially if you can't make it out to the game, because I know it's a long trip for a lot of folks. So again, Mount Holmes teams fall to Jonesboro, and that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online here at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from the Don Riggs Memorial Hurricane Gymnasium in Jonesboro.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Unfortunate night for both Bombers teams as they fall to Jonesboro, but be sure to tune in this coming Tuesday, January 14th, as Mountain Home travels to Paragould to take on Greene County Tech. Scheduled start, or tip-off time rather, is for 6 p.m., so be sure to tune in for that. And just as a reminder to our listeners, there are multiple different warnings for different kinds of storms as well as winter weather overnight, so be careful traveling home. Otherwise, you have been listening to the home of Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.